From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Monday, April 22nd. A van parked near a Sri Lankan church that was bombed on Easter Sunday has exploded, but no injuries have been reported. With the latest, here's CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Colombo.
The most recent bomb went off just around the corner from where I'm standing, sending a fresh wave of panic through an already traumatized city. The Sri Lankan government has said that these bombings have been carried out by a local extremist group, but probably with international help. And today everybody is asking why the government didn't move sooner on some early warnings of the attacks.
A government minister says National Tawfiq Jamaat, an Islamic militant group, is behind the attacks. 39 tourists were killed, including Americans. In all, 290 people are dead and 500 injured. Four people killed in a wrong-way collision last night in Beaver County. With details, KDKA-TV's Lisa Washington.
This accident happened around 10:30 last night. This is in Harmony Township here in Beaver County. We understand from police on the scene that there were four people killed in the crash. Apparently, a driver who was leaving Merchant Street in Harmony Township was turning right, heading north on Route 65, and instead of turning into the northbound lanes, actually turned into the southbound lanes, hitting another vehicle. The officer says it was a head-on crash and that four people were killed.
The southbound lanes of 65 were closed for about 7 hours as police investigated. A popular food truck in Oakland has been closed for health violations. The Allegheny County Health Department cited the crepe truck on Baum Boulevard for storing food at unsafe temperatures and not having running water for hand washing and cleaning cooking utensils. Also cited Family Dollar on Chartiers Avenue in Crafton Heights. An inspector noted rodent droppings on candy and chips and urine puddles on dog food shelves. It's the second citation at the store. Today's the last day you can register to vote in the May 21st primary election. Applications can be submitted online at pavoterservices.pa.org, or you can deliver it to your county's voter registration office, or you can mail the application, but it must be postmarked today. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.